celebrate the Lord's resurrection and what that means to us. And I'm glad to see everyone here today. This is like the time when the whole world really focuses on the things of God and celebrates the Lord Jesus. And typically all of our focus this season is on the beating, the death, and resurrection of Jesus, and rightfully so. Yet there is a reason for the beating, the death, and the resurrection. And that reason, you ready, is you. That's the reason, is you. You and I are the reason for the pain that he suffered, for the separation that he endured. It was all because of you. Now watch this. You are worth it. In fact, tell your neighbor, you're worth it. You're worth it. You're worth it. You really are. You're worth it. You know, you're not just anybody. You're actually somebody. You're worth it. You're worth it. You're worth it. How do you determine the value of something? Value can be defined as an estimate of a monetary worth, an estimate of importance. Whatever a person is willing to pay or give up in order to obtain an item. Perhaps you paid $1 million for a painting. And I would look at that same painting and say, there's no way in the world I'm going to pay $1 million for that painting. Amen? Yet you have valued that painting at $1 million. But it has lesser value to me because I'm not willing to pay that much for it. My wife keeps looking at every Tesla that passes us by on the freeway. And so we were in Scottsdale one day, and we happened to go by this showroom. And so all these Teslas on the showroom. And the cost was like $70,000. And there are people who buy them. Some of you may have one, I don't know. But personally, I don't value that car at $70,000. But others see the value in them and are willing to pay the price. There are some people who look at you and do not attribute much value to you. But I'm reminded during this time of the year that there is someone who sees great value, great worth in you. In the book of Genesis, we read about the fall of man while in the Garden of Eden. In the third chapter of Genesis, God makes a promise to Eve that one of her descendants would crush the devil's head and bring things back into perfect order. Instead of starting over again, which God had the power and the right to do, he chose to lay out this great plan of salvation to demonstrate his great love for us. If we were to fast forward 4,000 years later, we find a conversation between Jesus and a guy named Nicodemus. It is probably the most quoted verse in all of Scripture. We find it in that third chapter in verse 16. And it says there, "For God so loved the world that he gave." Now watch this. God's value of us was so great that he decided to give. Let me stop right here and tell you this. You are worth it, and you have great value in the eyes of God. And you may not think that you have much value, but you are. Because God was willing to pay a huge price for you, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So the Father valued you enough to give up his son. I've got a video I want to show you in a moment. But the Son also greatly valued you and I, and he paid a huge price for us. Now watch this clip. Hit those lights and watch this clip. Watch this clip. He paid a price. Paid a price.
No. Kank.
On stranal bi squad di Bedford.
Provai stud.
Quale?
Mi me sa parvo.
Gusta. Gusta.
Qui faccio.
È scritto in mente la magna.
Hebrews 12:2 states this: looking away from all that will distract us and focusing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith, who brings joy to our faith, who for the joy of accomplishing the goal set before him endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and sat down the right hand of the throne of God. Remember, value is based on what a person is willing to pay for an item. Value is based on what a person is willing to pay for an item. Value is based on what a person is willing to pay to get that item. Yeah, value. As you saw a small glimpse into what he was willing to pay for us by being whipped, but I got another video. But the price he paid did not end in there. Value, you know, is really based on what I'm willing to pay for an item. All right? Watch this clip right here.
Kabilule wa okulu tenau kishmi. Come here.
Remember, value is based on what a person is willing to pay for an item. You and I were worth every spike of the nails in his hands and feet. You and I were worth every drop of blood that fell from his body. You and I were worth every beating he endured by the Roman soldiers. Do not accept anyone's negative comments about your worth. Please do not tell yourself you have no value, because he paid for you. He paid for you. He paid an awful price for you. He paid an awful price for you. The embarrassment, the shame, the torture for you. Because in his eyes, you have great value. And you are worth everything to him. When Adam and Eve sinned, God could have started over. But he said, no, I've got a plan, because I want to show them how much I love them. Because you and I have value. A few months ago, I was in a conversation with Sister Ola, and she had mentioned about men and women in our communities that have nowhere to live. And because they have nowhere to live, they don't have easy access to a place to get clean. Huh? What do you do? What do you do? You don't have a job. Probably you can't go and have a membership at 24 hour and go in there and take a shower. You're just stuck in the same old clothes week after week and dirty. And so she made a comment to me about mobile showers. What's it? Because they have value too. God loves them too. Just the ones who are clean on the outside are not the only ones that God values. Amen? And so we brought the idea to the board, and the board said, yeah, that's a great idea. So, okay, well, maybe we can do it, you know, in a couple of years. We've got this new building coming up, and, you know, it takes money to do this. And lo and behold, God provided the money. Say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so we're going to work with a ministry that we already support in Vallejo. And we're going to buy a mobile shower unit. Listen to this, because they have great value. What would it feel like to be able to, after weeks, finally get a hot shower? What would it feel like to, after a number of weeks, to be able to, get some soap and wash yourself down? Listen, I understand that we can't resolve every issue. But Jesus paid a price for everybody. Amen? And everybody has value. Amen? Everybody is important to the Lord. Amen? And if we're going to represent the Lord Jesus, if we're going to represent him, we have to be willing to pay a price. Amen? Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Some years ago, before I had met Sister Ola, and many of you know a little bit about this, she had a son that died at the age of 5 due to complications of a fire. In her closet hangs an Easter suit that she bought for him for Easter in 1975. Now, someone else can look at that suit and say, it looked like just a regular kid suit, and not attach much value or worth to that suit. But let me tell you this. No matter what homes we have lived in, that suit has traveled with us to every home that we've owned. Because she has attached value, worth, because that suit represents something important to her. Now, a number of years ago, she kicked me out of her closet and all of my stuff. And I had to go find other closets in the home to keep my stuff in. But in her closet, you'll see that suit. She has value. It's an ordinary suit to everyone else. Just a suit. But to her, it has value. She will never, everyone say never, never get rid of that ordinary looking suit. And you and I may look ordinary to everyone else. But when God looks at you, he sees great value and great worth. So much worth that he was willing, and not just willing, he paid a huge price for our salvation. When you accept the lies that the devil and others speak to you, that you have no worth, no value, you dishonor the price he paid for you. When you look in the mirror and I don't like the way I look, you dishonor the price he paid for you. Because my brothers and my sisters, you're worth it. Every stripe, every beat, every spike in his hand, you and I are worth it. And he paid the price. What did he pay for? Not just to change your life here on earth, but he also paid for your access to eternity with him. Yet you still must make the choice to take advantage of that access. You must make a decision. In fact, you must make a decision today. And if you think I won't make a decision, you've actually made a decision. We, like Pilate, must decide. Matthew 27:22 says this. This Pilate was perplexed. He understood that Jesus was not guilty. He understood that the high priest and the elders were somewhat jealous or envious of him. He understood that. He understood that this man Jesus had did no wrong. And in fact, his wife told him prior to this, listen, I had a dream about this man. Leave this man alone. He knew Jesus was innocent. And he brought Jesus out to this courtyard with another guy, a murderer, Barabbas. And he gave them this question. He said, who should I let go? Who should I set free? This murderer or this the king of the Jews who is innocent. And if you read the Bible, it says that how the high priest, the religious folks, stirred up the crowd and said, ask for Barabbas. And so he said, who shall I set free? And they said, Barabbas! Barabbas! And then Pilate asked this question that we all have to ask ourselves today. Pilate saith unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, who is called the Christ? What will you do with the access that has been provided to you? Now, you can choose to take your chances. You can choose to accept the access of eternal life given through the shed blood of Jesus. You can make a decision today to give your life to Jesus, or you can walk out of here the same. The choice is yours. But I want you to know he paid a huge price to give you access to his kingdom. He paid a huge price. Those men who spat on him and whipped him, you know what? He paid for their sins as well. Those who lied on him, he paid for their sins as well. And you and I, he paid for our sins as well. And you may say, well, I don't know, I'm still doing this. It doesn't matter. Well, I'm still going here. It doesn't matter. The price for your eternal life has been paid already. And all Jesus says is come. All you are heavy burden, you're tired, you're overworked, you're stressed out, he says, come, I'm give you rest for your mind. I'm give you salvation. I'm give you eternal life. Just come with all of your issues, with all of your hang-ups, with all of your baggage, he says, just come. I paid it all for you. And for you to walk away and not accept the free gift that God has given to you is disrespectful to the price he paid for your sins. Everyone stand to your feet. Sister Velma, if you and your prayer team can come up. Give us all. Okay. Give us all. You got us all.
You thought I was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping.
Yes.
So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, and I can tell everyone I know that I was worth saving.
Yes, yes.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, and I can tell everyone I know.
Listen, if you're here today and you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, or maybe you've fallen away and you feel so guilty of falling away and you just, it's hard for you to even think that he still loves you. I want you to know you're worth it. You're worth it. You're worth it. With all of your baggage, with all of your stuff, you are worth it. And so if that's you today, I want you to join me at this altar, and we want to pray for you. If that's you, today is your day. This is your opportunity. If you want to make a change in your life, because you're worth it. He died for you. Not just died for you, he paid a horrible price for you. And so I'll give you a minute or two. If you want to make a change, if you want to accept him and what he's done for you, if you want to receive eternal life, come, 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 come.
And I will tell everyone I know, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to the God that saved my life. And I will praise you. I worship you. Give you all the glory. Because I am free. Because I am whole. And I will tell everyone I know. Hallelujah.
Come, come, come.
Oh, hallelujah. And I will praise you. I worship you. Give you all the glory. Because I am free, because I am whole, and I will tell everyone I know.
It doesn't matter how you're living right now. He paid the price for you. Don't be fooled by the enemy thinking I've gotta get right first. This you just come and he gets you right. This is your opportunity to accept the sacrifice that he made for you. Hallelujah. If not, Sister Donita, won't you come up? And you're going to give us a closing prayer. And I want to thank you for coming out in this early service this morning. May God bless you and keep you, Miss Donita.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you so, so much for what you did for us. Lord Jesus, you paid the ultimate price for us. And Lord Heavenly Father, we just thank you so, so much for what you did. Lord, we love you. We love you. We love you. It is hard to even look at the video of what our directors believed happened. Well, we've read the story, and we know that you are beaten beyond recognition. And Father, we just thank you for what you did for us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for paying that ultimate price. We thank you for sacrificing your son for us, Lord Jesus. We cannot love you enough to pay back what you did. And we thank you for loving us and giving your son for us anyway, Jesus. Thank you so much for thinking that we are worth it, for knowing that we are worth it. Heavenly Father, I just ask that you bless each and every one that within the sound of my voice right now, Heavenly Father, as we continue to worship and to thank you and to love you and to share with our family on this wonderful resurrection day. Lord, we thank you. I can't say it enough. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done for us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for dying for us. Lord, I pray traveling mercies, Lord Jesus, as we go out of this place, but never, never out of your covering. In Jesus' name, amen.